Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
Like millions of Americans, you've been realizing that it's important to limit your sugar intake. Whether you are diabetic, pre-diabetic, or neither one, excess sugar intake is linked to a plethora of unwelcome symptoms and chronic diseases. For this reason, the American Heart Association recommends no more than 9 teaspoons of added sugar for men, no more than 6 teaspoons for women, and even less for children. But what does that mean? If you're looking at a packaged product like cereal, bread, or yogurt, it doesn't take long to see how many grams of sugars are in a single serving. Let's take a look at one of my favorite breakfast cereals from my youth as an example, Honey Nut Cheerios. On the front of the box, consistent with newer nutrition labeling guidelines, we can quickly see that 9 grams of sugars are in each 3/4 cup serving. To help understand that alongside the American Heart Association guidelines, we must recognize that approximately 4 grams of sugar equal 1 teaspoon. Our 3/4 cup serving of Honey Nut Cheerios would be slightly more than 2 teaspoons of sugars. One thing to remember, though, is that a 3/4 cup serving is probably less than what most of us would eat. Many bowls can easily fit 2 servings or more. If one were to couple that cereal with milk, orange juice, and toast, as has been frequently pictured as an ideal American breakfast, it would clearly contain a lot more sugars than 2 added teaspoons. From this one example alone, it's easy to understand why Americans, on average, can easily consume 22 teaspoons of added sugars every day. One thing I want to mention is that the American Heart Association's definitions of added sugars do not include those naturally occurring sugars in fruits, vegetables, and grains. They are only concerned with sugars added to foods such as sucrose, maltose, fructose, high fructose corn syrup, malt sugar, corn syrup, and other similar names. Sometimes these ingredients seem to be hidden, even in plain sight. Some examples are ketchup, salad dressings, and peanut butter. Just a few servings of products like these will quickly add teaspoons of sugar. As we follow the American Heart Association's guidelines, we are wise to remember that naturally occurring sugars still have an impact. We are wise to limit our consumption of all sugars at any given meal or snack to avoid overloading our body's systems. It's best to have a blend of all food types daily, including carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, in the proportions best suited to our personal needs. Indulging in the occasional sweet treat comes with the territory of living a fulfilling life. What we are concerning ourselves with here is daily practice. We want to exercise those habits that best allow us healthy lives, and frequent overconsumption of sugars will not permit that.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.